Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? Is this Tyler?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, Tyler, this is Desmond. How you doing, man? I'm Katie's brother.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What's up?
Not much, man. I mean, you're dating my little sister, so I figure I'd just give you a call.
Look,
for a minute.
Man, if it's one of those, like, don't treat my sister bad calls, I get it. You ain't got to worry about me.
No,
man.
No, it's all good. Don't worry. I'm not that type of guy anyway. But I got your number from her phone because I wanted to talk to you for a minute because, like, I know you guys just started dating, and I feel like I should warn you about some things.
Warn me? What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I just want to be honest because Katie, like, as much as I love her, she's my sister, she isn't really what she portrays herself to be a lot of times.
What? What do you mean?
Well, all right, let me just say this. Like, in our family, she's kind of the crazy one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I know this is, like, a weird conversation to have, but I just feel like it's my responsibility just to let you know.
Okay, yeah, no, I feel that. Why is she the crazy one, though?
First of all, why don't you do me a favor? Like, please don't tell her that we had this conversation.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely not.
All right, cool, because if she finds out, man, I don't know what she'll do to me, so.
Dude, you're starting to scare me a little bit. This is the Katie I know.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I wanted to call you, so that so I could give you a little bit of inside information on Katie, because she isn't exactly always truthful, man. Like, okay, so I'll just give you an example. Have you ever been with her when she pumps gas?
No.
I've been with her when she pumps gas a lot, and she'll straight up put premium gas in the car, like a car that doesn't even require it.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's a total waste of money.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but... and check this out. She doesn't even care when I bring it up. Like, who just throws their money away, you know?
Right. I get that.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem too crazy.
What? Wait, did you hear what I said, though?
Yeah, I mean, premium gas.
Yeah, when your car doesn't require it.
Okay.
It's not like she's rich.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I totally get that. Just had me thinking she was like, crazy. Like,
all right, I'll give you another example. Have you ever talked to somebody that says the word literally way too much?
Oh, I mean, not really. I mean, okay. She said it a couple times.
Yeah. Well, no, she used to do that all the time. She would literally say all the time.
Oh, okay, but does she now, though? Because I didn't catch it.
I don't think so. I don't think she does anymore, but, like, we even had a talk with her about it. We're like, yo, Katie, you were saying literally way too much, you know?
Look, man, I don't know if you're wasting my time or something, but none of the things you've said so far have been red flags. Not for the girl I'm dating. Okay.
Well, I haven't even told you the worst thing about my sister. Like, it's way worse.
Man, this is your last chance, because if you tell me something like, she blows on her soup before she eats it.
Oh.
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Okay. All right. Look, I understand. Maybe the other stuff wasn't crazy, but the real thing I want to talk to you about, I don't even know if you're ready to hear this or not.
I'm ready. You tell me.
Okay. I was kind of trying to, like, soften it up with the other stuff, but all right, back in college, she killed a guy.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, she totally killed this dude.
Holy she killed somebody?
Yeah. And it was her, well, now ex-boyfriend, but it was her boyfriend at the time.
What happened?
Apparently, her ex-boyfriend followed Selena Gomez on Instagram. And then she found out about it.
So she killed him because he followed Selena Gomez?
Yeah, I mean, like, she killed him online. Roasted him like hard. It was merciless.
Dude,
like,
come on, man.
No, she did. Like, she went on Twitter,
man,
Instagram.
You had me thinking that she committed a murder and killed some guy.
Okay, well, I should have maybe made that clear. She didn't actually, like, kill anybody. Like, they were together for a while, too, after that.
Yeah, you should have.
Oh.
Dude, I thought my girlfriend murdered somebody, bro.
I'm sorry. Like, that's not even the worst thing she's done. She has set you up for a prank phone call, and that, I don't even know if you can come back from that.
Wait, what?
Yeah, this is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your girlfriend Katie set you up.
Not at all makes sense.
She said that you guys just started dating, and she even made up that she had a brother just so I could prank phone call you.
Wow.
So see, she's not who she seems to be. She doesn't even have a brother.
You told me she killed someone.
Well, she may have. I don't know her that well. You know, I just talked to her on the phone for a second.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.